Morning and welcome to Prayers for Your Day. Today is Tuesday, January the 15th. This is Danita, and as always, I give thanks to God for you as you partner with me in prayer, and we partner together with the Holy Spirit. There's a scripture that's really been in my spirit, and we're going to pray that scripture together on this morning, and I'll be reading it from the NIV version. And the scripture reads as follows. I'll be starting at verse 32 in Hebrews chapter 10, and I'll be reading through verse 36. So Hebrews chapter 10, verses 32 through 36. Remember those earlier days after you had received the light, when you endured a great conflict full of suffering. Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution. At other times, you stood side by side with those who were so treated. You suffered along with those in prison and joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property because you knew that you yourself had better and lasting possessions. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly awarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised. Our key verse is, so do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. I don't know what you are believing God for, and I don't care what you're believing God for, but one of the things that the Bible tells us is, do not throw away your confidence. That means you have a choice. You have a choice to decide to stop believing. You have a choice to decide to stop having faith. You have a choice to decide if you're going to be all in or not. But the Word of God tells us, do not throw away your confidence. Your confidence, your faith, your belief has a reward. I don't know if it's going to come tonight. I don't know if it's going to come tomorrow. I don't know if it's going to come next week, next year, or 5 years from now. But what I do know and what I do believe is what the Word of God says. That if you keep believing, if you keep trusting, if you keep being confident, then there is a rich reward. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, for this day. Oh God, for this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, on this day, we're going to magnify you, oh God, for your word says that if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. So as we touch and agree, God, over these airways, we are lifting you up. And we believe your word, Heavenly Father, that at this time you are drawing someone unto you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the earlier days, oh God, hallelujah. When we had first received the light, when we had first learned of you, oh God, we had endured much, oh God, and you blessed us for it, oh God. There was a quick return for our believing. But God, we know that as we grow in you, we are no longer those, oh God, who drink milk, but we are those, Heavenly Father, who eat meat, the meat of your word, oh God. And we know that as we grow, oh God, just like a child grows in school, oh God, the tests get a little bit harder, oh God. As we grow, oh God, in you, we know that the devil comes to tempt us, God, hallelujah, oh God, more than we thought that we could take. But God, we thank you that your word says that we wouldn't be tempted more than we could be, that we could bear, and that even in temptation, oh God, that you would always provide us with a way of escape, hallelujah, only if, hallelujah, we don't throw away our confidence, only if we would take the way of escape, only if, hallelujah, we would endure with fasting and praying, only if, oh God, hallelujah, we would believe you things for those things, oh God, that we do not see, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Only if, hallelujah, we be willing to take the narrow way in the name of Jesus. Only if, oh God, hallelujah, we be willing to pick up our cross and walk with it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for your word, Heavenly Father, because your word even tells us, oh, God, that hope deferred makes the heart sick. So as many of us are hoping, as many of us are trusting, oh, God, for many of us, it's making our heart sick, oh, God, to the point that we want to give up, to the point that we want to give in, oh, God, to the point where we want to throw away our confidence, oh, God. But your word is clear. Do not throw away your confidence. Hallelujah. For if you don't throw it away in the name of Jesus, if you keep praying, if you keep believing, if you keep fasting, if you continue to walk by faith and not by sight, if you remain confident that you will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, that it will be richly rewarded. Your faith will be richly rewarded in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Your love, your joy, your peace, your long suffering, your patience. Hallelujah. Your joy in the name of Jesus. Your gentleness, the fact that you continue to give. Hallelujah. All of those things, because you're trusting and believing God, it will be richly rewarded. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So you need to persevere. Hallelujah. You need to keep moving forward. You need to keep speaking the word of God. You need to keep touching and agreeing with other believers. You need to keep praying for other people besides yourself. In the name of Jesus, you need to keep putting one foot in front of the other. You need to keep on getting down on your face. You need to keep praising God. You need to keep worshiping God. Hallelujah. For in those things that when you have done the will of God, hallelujah, whatever the will of God is for your life. I don't know what the will of God is for everybody's life on this prayer call, but God, you do. And your word says that they need to persevere, for when they have done the will of God, hallelujah, that they will receive in the name of Jesus what you have promised, God. They will receive, hallelujah, the words that they have spoken over their life according to your will, oh God. They will receive it in the name of Jesus. So as we pray this prayer of encouragement one to another, as we pray this prayer to keep believing, keep fasting in the name of Jesus for your health, keep believing, keep fasting and believing God for your family, keep praying, keep believing God for your finances, keep praying and keep believing God for your children, your wayward children, your wayward spouses. Keep believing, keep praying God, for God. Hallelujah. For when you have done the will of God, hallelujah, you will receive. Hey, God, you will receive. It doesn't say you might receive. It says you will receive what he has promised. In Jesus' name, amen. Be encouraged on today. Be encouraged on today. Be encouraged on today. The word of the Lord has come to encourage you, to strengthen your faith, to build you up, to renew your mind. Be encouraged. In Jesus' name, amen.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.